This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every couple of weeks, we take your questions about business and the economy, and we answer them in our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today from Novato, California, with a detour through Phoenix, Arizona, and last night's Super Bowl, this question from listener Danielle Adelman.
I've always wondered how major professional sports leagues get those t-shirts that declare them the champions so fast after winning a big sporting event. Are the shirts produced so quickly that they are just sitting on the printer waiting for the game to end? What is that process like?
All right, here you go. Here's Daisy Palacios.
To figure out how these t-shirts get on the winning team's back so fast, first, we need to understand just what it takes to make one of these commemorative tees. So let's head out to Pomona, California, to a screen printing company called AKT Enterprises. Inside the spacious warehouse, filled with presses, it's kind of warm and it smells like ink. Robert Pfeffer, who runs operations here, shows me around. He says in the t-shirt making business, there are a ton of variables.
Type of garment, color of garment, location, size of artwork, different colors that are going into the print, and the type of inks that are used.
The longest part of the process is figuring out what the client wants, like for your kid's Little League team.
Standard screen printing is probably anywhere between a 7 to 10 day process to get garments ordered, get everything here, get your artwork approved, and then to actually have it printed and shipped out to you.
But when the client is an entire football league, the planning starts before the season does.
They plan about 6 months out for each event, from the product, the t-shirts, and the fleece that are going to be used, to working on designs with each one of the leagues.
That's Jim Pisani. He's president of Majestic Athletic, which makes some of that championship garb.
During the what we call the hot market, whether it's a Super Bowl, whether it's the World Series, or the Stanley Cup Championship, we do what's called locker room t-shirts.
Those locker room shirts are the ones you saw the Patriots wearing after the Super Bowl yesterday. They were printed before the big game. Every year, a set of shirts are made for both of the final teams and kept in closely guarded boxes behind the scenes. The second the clock expires, workers take the winner's shirts onto the field and give them to the new champions. Instant marketing for the same t-shirts that will be in stores the next morning. But Pisani says the majority of the shirts you can buy the next day are printed right after the game.
That's when we really kick into gear, and we'll have product ready, you know, within less than 24 hours. You know, we'll have it sometimes within 2 to 3 hours, depending on where the location is.
Manufacturers and retailers pre-position thousands of blank shirts, jackets, and hats at printing facilities all over the country. As teams were eliminated in the playoffs, so did the screen printers that were hired in their region. So yesterday, when the game clock was running out, the t-shirt print workers in Seattle and in New England were running in. They too line up in position and wait for the count to start up the t-shirt press.
Launch on power. Be ready. Hey, check 50, check 50. Time.
Here's Pfeffer again.
The actual printing, once the order is taken and stencils are made and everything's set up, probably takes anywhere between 10 to 15 seconds.
Pfeffer says, depending on the complexity of the design, t-shirt printers move pretty fast.
I've seen numbers upward over 600 an hour and as few as 200 an hour.
Big orders like these might require the winning t-shirt print shop to run for at least 18 hours and bring in a second shift. The losing t-shirt print shop, well, they just go home. So what's going to happen to the shirts that say the Seahawks won the Super Bowl? Well, 20 years ago, they would all just be destroyed, until the leagues and the retailers agreed to partner up with nonprofits and donate the clothing to developing countries. Bo Stevens is a sports marketing expert. He says the only condition the league has with these organizations is that the licensed apparel never gets on the U.S. market.
I think they take it very seriously because it's additional revenue. They fiercely protect it in that they don't want misprinted merchandise on the streets either.
The majority of the donated gear comes from retailers.
On average, the typical amount is probably somewhere in the $2 million range that goes overseas.
Which means there's a strange bright side to blowing the big game. Sure, the Patriots made their hometown fans happy, but the Seahawks will get new fans all over the world. In Los Angeles, I'm Daisy Palacios for Marketplace.
Your questions, our answers. Send them to us at marketplace.org. We'll put them on the radio.